World Courts Day. The illegitimate birth of the Israeli regime was in 1948, through unlawful occupation of Palestine and expulsion of its people from their ancestral homeland. For the past 7 decades, the people of Palestine have suffered the most heinous crimes throughout history. The latest stratagem of the usurper Israeli regime has been focused on 2 strategic goals, undermining the resistance front and normalization of ties with Arab countries. In view of this, some of the reactionary Arab regimes, alongside Western regimes and the Israeli regime, have formed the unholy Western Arab Jewish Alliance to impose their scandalous scheme, dubbed Deal of the Century, on regional countries. Ali Akbar Velayati, a senior aide to the leader of the Islamic Revolution and Secretary General of the Global Islamic Awakening Forum, says, "The Americans and the Zionists, following the failure of this scheme, the deal of the century, in a bid to deceive domestic opinion in the brink of elections and with another humiliating scheme, have urged their regional minions to render another service to the Zionist lobby through disclosure and normalization of hidden and scandalous ties. But the jigsaw puzzle of treason and reneging on the cause of Palestine will ultimately lead to the domino of collapse and expiry of the mercenary rulers." And the wakeful, free, faithful, and justice-seeking, truth-seeking people of this world, especially in this sensitive juncture in history, will stand against the reactionary rulers with vigilance, insight, and vision, and will chant the cry of truth-seeking, independence, and freedom of the oppressed Palestinian people. Ali Akbar Velayati continued by saying that 50 years of resistance and 20 years of face-to-face struggle of the Palestinians and Lebanese nation against the Zionist regime has totally destroyed the illusion of the Zionist dream of ruling from Nile to Euphrates among Israeli officials. That's why they have ensconced themselves inside tall walls out of fear of the Palestinian nation's wrath. The Zionists have pursued 2 goals since the illegitimate birth of the Israeli regime in 1948. Their first goal has been to attain legitimacy, which has never materialized, as the Palestinian resistance has posed a real challenge to the Israeli regime. Their second goal has been to dominate over Al-Quds, the first Qibla of Muslims, in a bid to change the identity of this holy city. In view of this, Al-Quds has been under Israeli occupation since 1967. The founder of the Islamic Revolution, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, in order to boost the Palestinian cause and to show support for the Palestinian nation, declared the last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan as World Quds Day, to revive the cause of Palestine and breathe new spirit and life in the core of Islamic Ummah against the criminal enemies who sought to cast this holy cause into oblivion. The late Imam Khomeini called on all Muslims in the world to mark this day as a means of unity with the oppressed Palestinian nation. This brave decision showed that the issue of Palestine is the top priority of the Islamic world and that the issue of Palestine will never be forgotten. This year, as in all previous years, Muslim nations are holding demonstrations, rallies, and marches, although some restrictions have been imposed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Yet, the message of this great day has been internalized throughout the world as a symbol of struggle against oppression and occupation. Emphasis on unity of the Islamic world, highlighting the issue of Palestine as the top issue of the Islamic world and trying to inspire hope amongst the Palestinians are among the main messages of World Quds Day. Intellectuals, elites, academics, and masses of people can play an important role in awakening and enlightening Islamic communities. In the current critical conditions that the enemies, intent on insist on occupying Palestine and dominating over material and spiritual interests of West Asia through overt and covert conspiracies. Explication of different aspects of the schemes like normalization of ties and the unholy deed of the century will surely awaken people, particularly the younger generation. Commenting on the Palestinian problem and the issue of Palestine, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has said, "With regards to Palestine, the three events of occupation of the Palestinian land, the million-strong exile of the Palestinian people, and the relentless massacring and crimes against humanity committed against the Palestinians have been unprecedented in history." The leader also said in this important statement, the second step or the second phase of the Islamic Revolution, the leader said, "The Islamic Revolution has courageously defended the oppressed and downtrodden. This revolution is a source of pride for the Iranian nation and for the Iranian people, and may this persist forever. We have shown our chivalry, our honesty, our frankness, and we have helped the downtrodden and the oppressed." Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, said, "The oppression of the peoples in Palestine, in Yemen, the downtrodden peoples of this world should never be forgotten." Thank you.